Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. Long time no hear. We've been busy, busy, busy. And Thompson, what have you been learning about?
I've been learning about brachiosauruses and how they lived.
What's a brachiosaurus?
A brachiosaurus is an animal that eats leaves.
It's an animal that eats leaves? I've never heard of one. Are they still around?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, there's some brachiosauruses in one place. It's called Hawaii.
Really? Okay. How big are they?
They're 29 pounds big.
29 bigs?
No, 29.
What kind of animal are they?
They're an animal that live in a different place.
But what kind of animal?
I don't know.
Are they a bird?
No.
Are they a fish?
They're a dinosaur.
They're a dinosaur? Oh my goodness. So that would mean they're a cold-blooded reptile, yeah?
Yeah, they're a cold-blooded reptile.
Does anything eat Brachiosaurus?
Well, guess what? There's two animals that eat brachiosauruses.
What are they?
They're one is called a T-Rex, and one is called an anteater.
Anteaters eat brachiosaurus, huh?
Yeah.
I think you might be a little off on that.
Well, but what eats brachiosauruses? I don't know.
Well, anteaters, I would think, eat ants, because the name of the animal is the anteater. It says right there in the name, ant eater, eater of ants.
Eater of ants?
Yeah, eater ants.
Eater ants?
Eat your ants with every meal.
Eat your ants with every meal.
So,
the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Really?
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
That's a shame.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer didn't let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games.
But then,
one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to
say,
Rudolph, where's your nose so
illuminated?
No, bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? All of the other reindeers used to laugh at.
No? What happened after Santa gave him a good job?
They call him names. They never led the poor.
Nope, that's the beginning.
That guy doesn't work anymore.
Talking James doesn't talk. That's a shame. Let's see about that.
He's run out of batteries. Batteries, you see?
Yeah, I can't get that open.
Why?
I don't have the right tool.
What tool do you need, Dad?
Do you like James?
But see, that's a screw.
Yeah, what kind of screw is it?
It's, I don't know.
Is it a flathead or a Phillips head?
A flathead?
Nope.
A Phillips head?
Yep.
I'm looking for
a Phillips head has a cross, and a flathead just has a line. See how it's a cross? Like an X.
Stop scratching me.
I was just tickling your foot. Where is this crazy southern accent coming from? You're saying some seriously southern words like, hey, yet. And it's like a hayseed accent, too. It's like nothing I've ever really heard. Where are you getting that?
I'm getting that from Southwest Carolina.
Really? Like Greenville?
No. Like a place that you've never seen before.
Well, how did you get the accent from a place that I've never seen before?
Because that's what I do.
What do you mean that's what you do?
That's what I do because that's what I do. No!
Well, Thompson, do you have any special shout-outs?
I have one special shout-out. It's called a good...
Who's the special shout-out from?
It's from
Or
you.
Four. It's four. Who's it for?
Four.
Who are you shouting out to?
I'm shouting out to... To Mama.
Uh-huh.
That's my last shout-out.
All right, then I'm going to shout out to Godmother and Grandmother and Lisa and Lori and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave.
And Lacey and Lev, too.
And Lacey and Lev and Brock and Caroline and Brett and Josie and Big Ed and all our friends up at Laurel Hill Nursery School. We love you all. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. ELE, everybody love everybody.
Bye. Bye.